After a divorce, Connie went looking for love online. She asked us to use an alias and conceal her identity for fear of embarrassment.
It's hard to meet people in real life.
Connie eventually overcame her doubts, joining the 40 million Americans who use dating sites. Fate brought her a man who claimed to be a doctor, but their conversations went from sweet to shady.
He said, yeah, you can send me $100 on an Amazon card.
These romance scams are growing. More than 21,000 reports last year, according to the Federal Trade Commission, with a median individual loss of $2,600.
Once somebody asks you for money, that is a huge, huge red flag.
Experts say do some research. Scammers often use phony profiles, hooking victims by their heartstrings without ever meeting. And Connie lost $50.
I was very upset because it was a waste of time and energy.
Daters beware, that online flame can break your heart and burn a hole through your wallet.